Piccolo and Annabelle, Volume 2, The Disastrous Party. Written by Stephen Axelson and read by Stanley McGay.
Dozens of years ago, hundreds probably, said Annabelle, I was a guardian angel disguised as a nanny for two special children. All children are special, of course, but these happened to be princesses. I loved them dearly, and they loved me. As they grew and flourished, I couldn't help thinking I was a jolly good guardian. Then an angel, tall and beautiful and talented, appeared out of nowhere. Elspeth. She was the guardian angel disguised as a governess of the head palace gardener's boys. Grubby things they were, Jacques and Pierre, that's right. But she was not happy in sight of the palace with silly, dumpy, happy me inside it. She was brimming with envy, so she plotted to get rid of me and to take my place. And now she is here, Piccolo, eons later, trying to do exactly the same thing.
Annabelle shook her head in disbelief.
No, she's not. She's not here to take your place. She's just a lady who likes me, said Piccolo, angry again. And she already has a beautiful place on the bay.
Well, nevertheless, she has found me somehow, and found me happy with you. I'm afraid she is here simply to spoil everything by stealing your heart away.
You don't want me to be happy with anybody but you, Piccolo protested.
That just isn't true, Piccolo. Please hear me out. I'll try to explain.